Hi, it's Pete here from Floorwiz. This video is a demo of our floor designer and visualizer. Specifically, it's a version of our tool that is for the concrete coatings and epoxy industry. So the product types you're going to see are things like flake, quartz, and solid epoxy blends. And what I want to do with the video is just give you a really good idea of how this tool works, show you the kind of flow that we normally see from a customer and how they use the tool. I'm doing this on the desktop version of the tool just because it's much easier for me to show you everything, but it also works on tablets and mobiles, and a lot of our customers actually use this on mobile or on a tablet when they're in the field working at customers' houses and quoting directly there. So without further ado, I'll get started. So when you load the visualizer, we've got a quick splash screen that just talks you through how to use the tool. You don't really need to for ease of use. It's built for anyone to jump in, take a quick look, click a few buttons and get going. I'm going to start with the flake blend because it's probably the most popular product that we have on the tool. It's the one that most of our installers and distributors use most of the time. So we'll go into that one. That little explainer screen you've just seen gives people a little bit of an introduction to each product type. If you're only selling one product type, we don't need to show that screen. Everything we've done in the tool is built to be really customized, suit your process. Anyway, once you've clicked there, you come into this selector space screen. Now, we've got three 3D scenes that you can use. These are scenes you can move around in, so it's a nice way to interact with the product. I'll come back to these later and I'll show you how they work. We've also got some normal images that we've selected. Health center, public washroom, factory, garage, and some outdoor scenes. Now, everything you see on the screen, you can have in your visualizer, or you don't need to have it. Again, if you're just doing garages, we can pick out some of the garage scenes and just have them. If you don't do outdoor stuff, then that doesn't need to be in here either. Again, I'm going to come back to this stuff later on because the really interesting thing and the way most people use this tool is to visualize these products in their homes or in the properties of the people they're selling to. So upload from your device. That takes you on the desktop version to your folder system. So for now, I'm just going to select a picture of a garage that I've already got. If you're using this on a tablet or phone, they take a picture so it'll jump straight to the camera or to upload something from the camera roll. So as I say, lots of people using this in the field. They'll go out to a customer's property, they'll take a picture, and straight away it'll detect the image and load in, as you see here. Now, this is remove the floor using AI, and we've got a selection of blends on the right hand side of the screen. The AI tool auto detects the scale of the image as well, so it tries to assign some kind of scale. So what you're seeing on the screen is quite close to what the end product should look like. Everything on this right hand panel here is preset blends that we've preloaded from Torgonol's catalog. We've got a range of catalogs in the system, and we can also add any blend type you like. So everything we build is programmatic, meaning that you can give us the blend sizes and ratios of a blend that you supply, and we can add that to the tool. Some people we work with are using that to add their own custom and unique blends. They might take, say, a college football team that's local to them, add those colors in and have a custom blend. This gives people a really good talking point when they're introducing their products and a nice way to show that they're local and they understand the area. So you'll see this with lots of visualizers where you can select a floor type from a pre-exist. What we do a little bit differently is we offer customization as well. So once someone's selected a blend they like, let's take the Orbit blend here, for example. We've got this customize option here. And this allows the user to customize and make this a unique blend to them. So at the simplest form, they can just tweak those ratios of the blend and it auto updates and gets you to a point, and you'll see it changing live here on the screen. But you can also change colors. So let's say you love the Orbit mix, but blue's not your color. Maybe you like, say, a red color. Instantly, that will change that. It'll keep the ratios as they are here. Maybe there's not enough colors in here for you. So again, you can add colors into the system. So blue back in. And every time you're making those changes, you're seeing it live in the room and you're seeing a much more accurate close-up swatch on the right-hand side here as well that updates. One thing that's worth a quick mention is we have broadcast levels as well for flakes. So again, this is something you can turn on and off within the tool. If you don't do different broadcast levels, you don't need to show this, but if you do, it's a super cool feature just to have here. And we can again preload this with a load of base colors. If you let us know what you sell, we can add them in here. At its simplest form, this is how the tool works. You can see with the flake blends, it's very similar for, say, the quartz, where you can load in the blend and then customize that down into something completely different. At this stage, you've got a customer who's picked the product, they like what they're looking at. I'm going to jump back to the flakes because they're much nicer to look at. What's the next steps to this? What do we do now once they pick that floor? Well, we've got this call to action here. It's currently set as save design. But we can change this again to whatever works and makes sense for you. So lots of our customers change this to request a quote. Some like to have book an appointment. So it really serves for how you like to sell. Now, when a customer clicks on this, what they get is this form where on the left-hand side, it shows the image of what they've customized. So this could be their room with the custom floor they've picked. And we've got contact info on the right here. So by default, we ask for a name and email address. However, you can add as many fields as you like to this. So you can take a phone number, you can take a zip code, or you can take a full address. All depends how you sell and the information that makes sense for you to move this sale along in your process. Once the user's filled out that form and hit save, email, again, something that you can customize, and you also get the same email with their details on. It shows the image they've selected, it shows the blend they've selected. So it's a super warm lead where they've shown interest, they've started to customize, hopefully, a floor, or maybe they've just picked from these pre-existing blends, but they know what they want at this point. So when you make contact, they've already done that work and it's a step forward for you. So different ways people use this. Lots of people will put this on a website and it will help them to generate more leads. Others will take this to the job, so they'll go out to measure or to quote some work. They'll take that picture on a tablet and they'll load in the customer. Often a way to keep the customer engaged while you're, say, measuring up and working out some of the finer details. Lots of people do it in a guided way where they'll sit down with the customer and talk them through the blends. And if there's something they can't find, they can then show them that customized option as well. The other way that people will use this, and this is something we recommend to everyone, once someone has booked an appointment with you, send them a link, send them a link to your visualizer. So straight away, you're getting them engaging with the product. So it might be that you've got a few days before you can meet them, but they're already able to start taking pictures of their room, getting excited and getting interested. So by the time you reach them, they've already got that level of excitement, they're ready for the project. I just want to touch very briefly before the end of this video on the different scenes as well. So we've looked really exclusively there at a customer uploading their own floor. This is the 3D garage scene. Now, this is useful for perhaps customers who don't have the ability to upload an image straight away. They still want to see what this looks like in a garage, but they haven't got that picture ready to upload. So this gives you an ability as well to look a bit closer at the floor, to zoom in a bit. And often people will jump between this and other scenes just to show it in different contexts. So there's three of these 3D scenes, and then we've got these standard images as well. As I say, so just back to another garage image here. A typical garage where, again, they can take a look at some different options before getting to the stage of uploading their own image. So this just covers that very brief introduction to the front end of the tool. There'll be another video soon where I'll look at the back end and how you can customize things, the kinds of analytics you can see, where the data is stored, and how to customize things like the emails, the UI colors, or the UI adding your logo to there. But hopefully, this gives you an introduction for now. Thanks very much for watching, uploading their own image. So, this just covers that very brief introduction to the front end of the tool. There'll be another video soon where I'll look at the back end and how you can customize things, the kinds of analytics you can see, where the data, the UI colors, or the UI.